Well, hello, my handsome husband-to-be. I see that you've adorned yourself with the ceremonial garments, and I must say you look... How do you say it again in English? Oh yes, ravishing. It's unlucky to see a bride before the ceremony. Perhaps where you're from, but here in the Changa village, it is customary for us to see each other before the ceremony. You like my ceremonial attire? Such a sweet talker. I'm glad you like my attire. Sounds like the ceremony is about to begin. Don't be nervous, my love. Just follow my lead. This sash I hold here is actually a piece of clothing worn by my ancestors and passed down from wedding to wedding. It started from my great-great-grandmother Inchi and her husband, my great-great-grandfather Lada. The last ones in my family line that have used this were my mother Kwesa and my other mother Dilla. My father was a random guy they abducted from a neighboring village to use as a surrogate. Oh no, they didn't kill him or anything. They returned him safely to his village the following morning. They say that he was a very willing participant. I don't know what happened to him. I never really met him, so I don't really hold any kind of attachment to him. Oh yes, the ceremony. Nearly forgot all about it. Now you'll grab one end of the sash, while I hold the other, as we walk out of the tent, and towards the center of where the villagers have gathered. Don't walk too fast and keep up with my pace. That is very good, my love. You are doing very well. And here is the center of the village. All you need to do is just stand across from me while still holding on to the sash, and I will address the villagers. I will speak in my native tongue, then translate it to you. My friends and family, thank you for gathering here today to celebrate my marriage to our newest tribe member. I will be uniting my life with this person, a symbolic act to show how deep our love is for one another. Chimi will now come to pour the elixir of love for us. Now, as most of you are aware, the elixir of love is nothing more than a tea with fruit juice. Chimi will hold our sash of binding while we both grab the elixirs. Now, I will give you my cup, and you will give me yours. And then we will both drink at the same time. Now for the final part of the ceremony, lighting the bonfire here. This will symbolize the eternal flame for both of our love, for one another. Chimi will now hand us the torches. And now we light the fire. And now we are married. You want to know if we can kiss now? I'm guessing this is a tradition back home. It is here as well. Of course, my husband. Meet my new husband and your new leader. His Amazon name will be Renate Steele, Chief Hero. Now, my dear husband, we celebrate. Now we can bring out the alcohol, smoke our special herbs, and eat a bountiful feast. Come sit over here with me, my husband. Here is your drink, and your plate of food. Now dig in. I'm so happy that we're married now. Are you as happy as I am? That pleases me so. And just you wait for tonight. You think that panther wanted to claw into you? Just wait until I pounce on you. But now we celebrate with our fellow villagers, as well as receiving gifts. A tradition in your society's wedding customs as well? Well, it seems that most cultures will be open to receiving gifts. What other traditions does your weddings back home entail? Catching a bouquet? Seems like an odd tradition. We only pick certain plants for herbs. Not because we think they are pretty. If you pick them, then the rest of the plant will have trouble collecting sunlight and spreading their pollen. Also, certain insects will have a harder time getting nectar. Why can't people just leave nature well enough alone, unless it's absolutely necessary? You can always admire nature from a distance rather than abducting it or basically dismembering it. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so fired up over it, and don't think I'm blaming you for any of your former home's traditions. My dear, it's just that we here at the Changa village respect nature and treat it like it is just as much alive as we are. Think about it. Nature obviously wants to eat, drink, reproduce, and even survive like we do. And just because they don't act and think like we do, doesn't make them any less alive in ourselves. And truthfully, in most aspects, we're no different than nature. And understanding this gives us more proper insight to respect nature, not to destroy it. Another thing I don't necessarily agree with, when it comes to your former home's wedding traditions, is how the bride is much more admonished that day than the groom. If you noticed, in our ceremony, we did everything equally. Now, I know that your society doesn't exactly treat women as fairly as they should be treated. And it isn't fair that they just get one day in their whole lives when it is all about themselves. It's no wonder that day is so special to them, but every day, everywhere, for everyone should be equal. Not just one day, or hundreds, but literally every single second of every single day. For instance, you have mentioned to me how your challenges, or as you call them, sports, keep men and women divided from one another. Which does make sense, looking at the physicality between your country's men and women. But we Amazon women have just as much athleticism as the men, actually more so. And no doubt that there are women back where you are from that could perform as well or even better as some men. That's why in our marriage I want us to be completely equal. All of the daily tasks, all of the responsibilities, everything to be perfectly equal. We can both take turns leading, hunting, and cleaning. There will not be too much difference between the two of us, well, except for certain situations. Well, at least in bed, that is. And we'll have plenty of time later to practice on that one. I love you, my husband. And to think that I'll have the rest of our lives to kiss those precious lips of yours, that makes me so happy. Oh, here come the gifts. Who are these from, Jimmy? Tor and Tana, my chief. Ah, thank you for this lovely fragrance. And look, dear, there's enough for you as well. It's made from different spices and berries, normally used to attract a mate, but if you already have one, then it's more like an aphrodisiac for more intimate moments. What's next, Jimmy? Robes, Chief Iguium. These matching robes were made and given from Buri. One for you, and one for our newest leader. Well, this is so beautiful. Thank you, Buri. Anything else, Jimmy? This last one is for me, Chief Iguium. Buri taught me how to sew, and I decided to make this one for you, and our new leader for... Well, you know. Oh my. Very thoughtful of you, Chimi. This will definitely come in handy. Thank you, Chimi. Well, my dear. This is the Amazon version of what you would call lingerie. Well, that is probably all of the gifts we'll be receiving, considering that the rest of the village made the banquet. It is now time for us to go back to our tent. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Finally alone with you, my husband. Now we can finally enjoy ourselves more intimately. Oh, by the way, recently, my ancestors have come to me and have told me a very interesting turn of events that's happening over in your part of the world. It would seem that a very powerful figure of yours have died. Just as I told you what happened not too long ago. If I remember correctly, she was Queen Elizabeth of the British royal family. Well, me and my people have quite the bone to pick with her and her lineage. They were one of the main ones responsible for what happened with our people, the original Calathea tribe, before we were forced to leave and take refuge in another part of the world. This British royal family, this aristocratic empire, have been known to colonize and enslave and kill many people throughout the hundreds of years they've been in power. Especially those descendants of us, who come from the land that you call California, but actually was much more widespread. Basically, most of the country that you call America belonged to us, originally. Well, that is until they came along. And according to my ancestors, these bastards don't even come from our planet. They come from somewhere else completely. As I told you, before they invaded, we had complete control over the entire atmosphere and weather system of our planet, and everything else. We were completely in tune with nature and every aspect of it. We respected the planet, and still do, and all of nature itself. We view the planet as a mother of sorts. But anyway, remember that I told you that our technology was second to none. Even these invaders couldn't necessarily defeat us, and they wouldn't have, had it not been for that disease they threw at us. Most of us died out, but many of us were able to go into other lands and escape the whole entire situation altogether, and rebuild, though it took us a while to do so. Others simply died off of starvation or plague, and others were kidnapped by these entities and turned into slave labor. But the British royal family and many others never work on their own. They always have assassins to do their dirty work for them, but the blood is still on their hands. In case you've never exactly been in a history book, who they call the Spanish conquistadors were actually one of the greatest mercenaries of this royal family. And they essentially did all the dirty work under their master's order and careful watch. And then after the whole incident, those of us who were able to escape were simply put into slave labor to build their special world for them. A world completely devoid of nature and all aspects of it. They then eventually began force breeding with those of our kind, and making offspring that were hybrids of us and them. But of course they'd have to shut off their human skin to actually procreate. I can only imagine the horrors that our people have been through in that part of the world. And to add insult to injury, now they control the narrative in your part of the planet. And they act like none of this ever happened. Though it seems that karma is starting to bite them in the ass very hard. A lot of this is a work of our ancestors, either down here on the planet, or a bit outside of the planet. But I can't disclose too much information to you right now. A lot of things are occurring on our planet right now, both physically and spiritually. Of course, you can feel the very tense, pressurous energy in the air, can't you? It's nothing like it was just a few years ago. It's almost a completely different world now. The planet herself is waking up from her long, deep sleep and sees what certain entities on the planet are doing. And so, she will act in kind alongside our ancestors to make sure that equilibrium is once again restored. But not without great catastrophe first. How they came along and utilized their winter technology to freeze half of a planet. Because our planet never used to have cold, nor snow. It was always tropical, warm, and sunny all throughout. But this is a climate that these aliens are unable to survive in. And since they found that brand new luscious world to take over, and spread their seed around in, they needed to make it more comfortable for themselves. And so they create their winter, which never existed in the first place. And so now we have so many people walking amongst us, looking like humans, but under the skin are alien in nature. All because of an interbreeding between us, well, at least those victimized of our race, and a race of sick lizard alien creatures. But eventually, all corners of the world will be free from their grasp. As you can see, in many areas, the planet is returning to a natural state of warmth and tropical weather. even in locations where it's a lot less warm. You're beginning to see heat waves all across the planet. Way more potent than ever before. And a lot of other supernatural things occurring. And so the ones in charge of that part of the world have taken note of this. And so now they want to affect the poles, both the North Pole and the South Pole, as they call it, which are only electromagnetic points of the planet, and which control the flow of the planet's environmental energies. According to what my ancestors told me, they want to spray a microscopic aerosol particle into the atmosphere to refreeze the North and South Poles, since they're becoming a lot more warmer nowadays. This chemical in particular is called sulfur dioxide. And so technically, however cold or warm the poles are, regulates the average temperature of the rest of the planet. If the poles are warmer, then everywhere on the planet will naturally be warmer, and vice versa. They've done this before, mind you, during the war. And this has worked for them for hundreds of years. But the poles are beginning to fall out a bit, which they're scared of, and they really should be, which is why this winter could see a lot more colder temperatures and snow throughout the world, and a lot colder temperatures in those places of the world which are naturally more warmer. Essentially, they want to create a dark winter, end quote. But that's not all of their planning, of course. But let's just say that their plans might not go into full fruition as they wanted to. Certain supernatural forces will make sure of that. Eventually, we Amazonians cannot wait to see those of our kind on the other side of the planet that we've been separated from for so long. You're only one example of this reunion. By the way, did you want to hear something very interesting about the royal family? Well, according to my intel, Queen Elizabeth isn't even a legitimate queen for her throne. As a matter of fact, her family line wasn't even called the Windsors originally. They were a German royal family called the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha family. They originally changed it to Windsors in 1917 to conveniently avoid bad press resulting from British soldiers dying in the stalemated bloody trench war with the German armies. I mean, even Adolf Hitler himself courted German aristocracy ties with her German crypto-British relatives, embedded as impostors in the English royal family. And with both sides of the British royal family, through Elizabeth's Windsor clan, and her husband, Prince Philip's Mountbatten lineage, hiding their German Nazi roots behind willfully deceiving surnames and royal title first names. Which is always why you call the royal family by a certain title, like Queen Elizabeth, or Prince Philip, or Prince Charles, or whatever the hell. Are just ways to cover up their actual history. Speaking of which, Philip's actual family name? Schleswig-Holstein. Sundberg-Glücksberg. The royal couple, this Queen Elizabeth II and her consort hubby, the Duke of Edinburgh, are both great-grandchildren of Queen Victoria, who married her first cousin, German Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Prince Albert. Their royal bloodline obsession for inbreeding to greedily keep her power, and their unlimited wealth within the family, leads to both persuasive genetic and mental disorders, which are pretty evident in some cases of her family, but just like any of these royal families, they're very unloyal to one another. Now, both of these royal families, both British and German, are pretty much the same. Well, in terms of her species overall, they're both different castes of her species. And trust me, they're not very loyal to one another. They're very territorial and quite proud of her own specific castes. They only work together when absolutely necessary. Cases of this were exactly when they invaded this planet and waged war against us. But once they finally sat down and got used to their reins of power, they became like snakes eating their own tail. They started waging war against their own kind, and then bringing all of their then-human subjects in there with them. These ideas of racial discrimination, hate, prejudice, arrogance, and pride, all of these aspects come from them and their race. They imposed this sick ideology on our people on the other side of the planet when they were enslaved. We never, ever originally lived like you guys do on that side. We view it as absolutely sickening. But this genetic disorder that I mentioned is a disease called porphyria. A disease that commonly occurs when inbreeding happens. The symptoms include red or purple urine, physical lameness, disabled body limb, abdominal pain, skin blisters, nervous system ailments, and mental illnesses. And though there is no actual cure, medical treatment can help manage symptoms. And with access to their best healthcare in the world, the royal family can no doubt effectively mask symptoms in affected family members. And those who simply can't be helped, well, they erase them from history, completely alienate them from their own family, and toss them into an insane asylum. Or worse off, even kill them. And depending on the type of porphyria, blood transfusions and dialysis are often standard forms of treatment for this disease, which explains the royal family's addiction to fresh blood of their victims, in which they use for either sacrifices for evil entities in which they worship, or simply use the stem cells and blood cells of to heal them of their own diseases, specifically the stem cells of children. You'd be surprised if just the sort of sick and twisted underground markets for children's blood and other body parts from children that they run. And anyway, the House of Windsor itself is also an illegitimate claimant to the British throne. I mean, they even found the remains of King Richard III's skeleton in a Leicester car park in 2012. The Windsor family's reign is illegitimate simply because of a break in the DNA hereditary bloodline that was found. According to my ancestral intel, in 1441, while Edward IV's father, the Duke of York, was busy fighting in France, his mother, Cicely Neville, was believed to have been fucking around on him, having sex with a local archer. And there's even uncovered Shakespeare document that confirms the Duke of York was in France during the July and August months, confirming Edward IV to be illegitimate. But the rabbit hole doesn't even end there. While the elders of the royal family are German in nature, apparently the younger generations are actually Jewish. Apparently Prince William, son of the late Princess Diana, is actually part Jewish himself. Since Diana was linked to a Judaic royal family bloodline, and according to my intel, they plan on using him to usher in a whole new world of, well, rulership eventually down the line, which is actually not too long from now. Your current King Charles is pretty much just a stand-in for now. Eventually, they'll probably stage his death and then put William in his place. But that won't be until a while from now. So you have a specific royal family that's genetically tied with all of the other royal families around the world and governmental systems, though each and every single one of them are pretty much their own specific clans, though they all come from the same race or species. They're entirely hostile and hateful towards one another, at least until they have a common goal that they can't otherwise reach unless they reluctantly work together. They came to a planet that wasn't theirs and terraformed it to fit their own genetic disposition. And the royal family in which we just talked about are just a bunch of evil, incestuous, physically and genetically deteriorating child enthusiasts. They get a hard-on from causing worldwide stress and strife, chaos and conflict, and that the so-called British royal family in specific owns at least 1/6 of the landmass that's on that part of the planet, and are worth at least $33 trillion, and have complete power and say-so over the entirety of the country in which they rule over and many other parts of the world. Complete legal immunity from any form of punishment, no matter who they kill, no matter who they colonize, no matter what they do, no matter what they steal or pillage, no matter what bombs they drop on other countries. The British royal family, specifically, because we're talking about them right now, have complete and utter immunity from any form of legal repercussions. Not to mention they can veto whatever law they want that's made in their country. And every single new law that's made has to go through them, and they have to consent to it first before it can even be talked about. Yet some people say that the royal family is just ceremonial and don't actually have much power. Hilarious. Well, some people of your part of the world, that is. Anyway, that's about all I'm willing to talk about for tonight. Look at me, I spent 15 minutes talking about something that, truthfully, doesn't really even matter to you and me at this one moment. This is our time, baby. We're just newly married. This is practically our honeymoon. But since you've now become the head chief of a very powerful Amazon village, and knowing us Amazon's ties to the planet and our history, I believe it's very important for you to know about these things. Eventually, this knowledge will be of great use to you. But for now, it's you and I's time. How about this? Why don't you apply a little bit of this fragrance while I put on Chimi's gift? Be right back, dear. I love you. And I know that you'll be the best thing to ever happen to this village. You and I will make this village stronger than ever. And just think of the children that we'll have. I love you. I'll be back in a bit.